and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet that the other stations are tuned in to.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
And welcome back to the show. I am your host, Mike David. And joining me today, please welcome my guest, Jose Leon. Jose, how are you doing today?
Yes, it's afternoon for you over there. Nice to be back on the show. Thank you.
Yeah, we're glad to have you back with us. And why don't you start with first putting out your contact info or whatever is the best way for my audience to reach out to you for more information after the show?
Yeah, you can reach me at probably the easiest way is at my website. It's joseleon-reiki-rmt.com. That's joseleon-reiki-rmt.com. My number is 604-839-3500, and you can get a hold of all my social media on there and my emails on there as well.
Excellent. And Jose, like I said before, we're definitely glad to have you back. We're excited to get more information and insight from you. But for those who are maybe first time tuning into you or may not be as familiar, if you can, just kind of go over what it is you do exactly and just a little bit of background about yourself.
Well, I've been in this wellness industry for 18 years. And I basically am teaching and using as a base for my practice an energy module called Reiki, and I'm teaching an evolved, upgraded vibration of Reiki called Holy Fire Reiki presently. And I guess my purpose and my practice is to help people find balance, empowerment, and healing in their situations or in their life, inflammations or pain or mental or emotional suffering. So my life has been this calling is more for me to be of service, and that's been my interest since as a young person to help people. So I incorporate this energy module and intuitive wisdom support, kind of like life coaching counseling per se, as well as I give them self-awareness and practical tools to help them kind of reach their goals that they're needing in their life at the time.
Gotcha. Now, why Reiki? What drew you to want to learn more about Reiki?
What drew me to Reiki is, the bare bones of it is I kind of came across Reiki as a way to heal my own life situation. So during my career in 2005, I kind of hit a plateau of total burnout and severe body inflammation, and I basically found my way to Reiki through Reiki Master, and through that process of using Reiki for about 2 years full time and changing everything in my life, I was able to heal a lot of the issues I had physically, emotionally, and energetically. And that's what made me realize this great energy tool was very practical, very easy to learn, and it just works. So I incorporated that energy module into my practice. I was also a massage therapist for 18 years. And I found it really benefited even the physical aspects of clients through that process. So I love the Reiki because it just works, and it's effective for my life. So it's not like I'm just read about it and telling people to try it because I hope it works. I've worked with thousands of people at this clients at this point, and I can comfortably and confidently say it's benefited people at all levels. So I'm excited that I can also teach this module to people, all levels to a master level, to help them with their life.
Awesome. Now, Reiki, of course, has helped you personally, and you've helped many people with Reiki. Now, I wanted to ask you, why is it important for a person to get healing from something like Reiki?
It's a good question because, as we know, Mike, most of us just approach our well-being and our health from an exercise point of view and a nutritional point of view. And that's just very normal because that's what our awareness has been as we've grown up. So, but as you know, our body is multifaceted. So it has a mental component, an emotional body, a physical body, a spiritual body, and especially an energetic, electromagnetic body. And science calls it bioenergy, healers, or lay terms, they call it the aura. So there's different names for it, chi, prana, heal, there's different names for it. So just just like your organs, if one organ isn't doing well, the other organs have to take the slack, and they get taxed and burnt out as well. So because your body is multifaceted and they're all interrelated and dependent on each other, you can't just eat healthy and just have great abs. It won't help your anger, or won't help your depression, or won't help your anxiety. So you need tools like Reiki, and I only speak for Reiki because I've used it. I know it works, but there's other energy modules as well out there that might connect you, that might work for you, that you need to incorporate in your lifestyle in order to give you, I feel, better results or supportive tools to help you shift from where you're being stuck in inflammation or suffering.
Yeah, that is a great point. And like you said, you know, a lot of people are dealing with different things, and Reiki seems to cover so much area that it can help people in so many different ways. Now, there are some individuals that are out there that don't necessarily recognize Reiki as a main way of healing, or maybe they're still on the fence about it. Someone is kind of resisting of getting better from Reiki, or doesn't really believe in it, can Reiki still benefit those individuals?
Yeah. And that's a question that a lot of people doing this kind of work, because it's not per se scientifically proven or consistently proven through measuring, part of it is because science doesn't have the machines to probably, to record or measure some of these energies or frequencies, but they are getting more up-to-date now in modern times, and that's why you're seeing this. I think the idea and the knowledge that we know that a lot of the major hospitals, it's over 30 major hospitals in the U.S., for example, it's being offered to 800 of the staff and nurses as well, this module in their cancer wards for recovery to help with post, acute surgeries for anxiety, stress, depression. I think it's a they're using it and incorporating their systems because it's helping people, whether they can measure it empirically, scientifically or not. It's actually having benefit enough for them to incorporate in the system. So that alone for people, they can feel a little more comfortable if they're skeptical or resistant, because it's being used in the medical community. And the medical community is probably, as you know, Mike, the most skeptical, more rigid, more protocol kind of resistance you're going to get for any kind of energy or healing module. So the fact that this is being used in the hospitals kind of globally should give people a little bit less, hopefully, a little bit less resistance to try it anyway. I think it's great that people have resistance or skepticism, because that's what you need in order to make a better decision and to get more knowledge and awareness about things. But I would say for people that are resisting, will it help them? Absolutely. And why is that? Because your body has an electromagnetic energy component. So it'd be like putting an IV, somebody doesn't agree that vitamins do anything for you, but if you put an IV on a person's body, because the body is wired from a chemistry and a physical level, it will absorb the nutrients or vitamins and allocate it to what it needs, where it needs it. So your body is very intelligent. So it will balance your body emotionally, mentally, energetically all the time. But because we're so overwhelmed, it's lacking a lot or has a lot of inflammation. So I feel that from my experience that it will help people, even if they're resisting, because it's your ego that resists, usually, like your cultural beliefs or your fears or your bad experiences, for example. So that will make you choose not to believe something. Even if it does help you, you might even block it still. But the body, your soul, has a higher navigation that goes beyond the ego or the practicality. So if your body's going to need it, it's going to use the energy of whatever it needs to support at that time, and not accept the rest if it doesn't need it. So that's kind of how the body would work because of its intelligence.
Yeah, that you bring us some great points there. And it is interesting that we're starting to see things like hospitals incorporate Reiki. Do you feel like more establishments need to be looking at maybe incorporating Reiki, things such as, schools or any other career workplaces, colleges? What is your stance on that?
I think for me, if I told my students and my clients, one of my desires for Reiki or even any another energy module is that they would incorporate that in the elementary school or high school systems particularly. And the reason that is because, as you know, the most vulnerable people in this planet are probably children and animals, of course, because they're defenseless, because they don't have a voice. They just do what they're told. And their young people particularly are very, as you know, you see your children, they're very empathic, meaning that they feel everything. So even your anger, your frustrations, they model it through seeing you how you are, and they feel it energetically or emotionally as well. So that is the part where a tool like Reiki, which is easy to learn, it's not associated, you don't need to know anything, you don't need to be cultural or religious, you can just learn it, and it takes a one day. So with that tool, they can channel through this energy on themselves to help clear the anxiety from the bullying, from the all the things that go on in a young person's mind. So I definitely would incorporate, particularly in the school systems, and anywhere you can, you know, offer that, that would be great. But I think particularly for young people is the most important place I would look at.
Yeah, that is another great point, because, of course, you know, kids going through the school systems, whether they're younger in elementary or even in high school, you know, they're developing and trying to understand the world around them, and something that can help them guide them through that is a great benefit. So that is a great point. Now, Jose, I do have more questions for you, but we're going to go to a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll get more information with Jose Leon. We'll be right back.
Every business needs professionals they can trust. Let it be your lawyer, accountant, electrician. Even the company plumber are all people you can trust. So why are you settling for your printer vendor? They never respond to your questions, and when they do, it's always late. Always seems to take an eternity to get your printing done and ready, but you've dealt with it because there really wasn't another alternative. That is, until now, Max Image Printers. Take the worry out of your printing needs. As a hybrid company, both on website and phone, they welcome clients, businesses of all sizes, to call and ask questions to make as many orders as you need, with the confidence of having your work printed, beautiful, and ready in just a few business days. Bring the trust back into your printing. Maximize your printing experience with Maxim Image Printing. Call now at 801-977-8330. Email Keith at maximage.net. Visit the website, maximage.net. Max Image Printing, quality service, guaranteed. If you're not happy, you don't pay.
The next step to following your dreams is closer than you think. KDMA and the Actors Studio is an established, reputable talent management and services agency based on the East Coast. Actors, models, singers, voiceover artists, and live entertainers trust their careers with KDMA. Not only does KDMA advise and market talent, they provide talent with the necessary tools to be successful in today's demanding entertainment industry, offering in-house classes, coaching, photo and video services, reel and audio production, showcases, seminars, and more. KDMA makes talent development and advancement simple and affordable. For more information about talent representation and services at KDMA and the Actors Studio, visit KDMAandTheActorsStudio.com. That's KDMAandTheActorsStudio.com. Let KDMA take your career to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
And welcome back. Of course, I'm your host, Mike David, and joining me again is Jose Leon, owner of Transcendence Healing. Now, Jose, I wanted to ask you, of course, before the break, we were discussing a little bit more on how Reiki can really help people, and people can gain such benefit from it. There seems to be a couple people that are dealing with issues, and even though they want to get better and want to strive to make moves forward, something keeps pulling them back, and they kind of end up in the same spot. Can Reiki help these types of individuals, and why do you think that is, that it's happening to them?
That's probably the monk in the mountains question he hears every time. I'm doing, you know, people come in, and you yourself, Mike, and myself have walked through many things as well. And a lot of times, you know, we feel like we're doing anything and we want to get better, but yet we end up in the same place, or we end up recreating the same coping habits or the same patterns of thoughts, are the same sabotaging mechanisms that we do in our life. So why is that? So first of all, just quickly to explain the way energy works with your body. So any emotional, psychological, physical traumas you experience, any projected guilt, shame, judgments to you, anything that's been inflammatory to you or hurtful to you, if you're not able to have it cleared from your body through expression, through therapy some way, through closure, through just being able to, you know, tell somebody you've been hurt, then because emotions and energy and experiences, everything affects you from a vibrational and an energy point of view. If it doesn't, energy doesn't disappear, so either transforms or it goes somewhere. So if it's not able to release out of your body system, it gets internalized most of the time, and that's repressed. So you hear a lot of people that can't communicate their hurt or that they're angry at somebody out of fear or whatever reason, so they repress it. So what happens to that energy? All that very powerful, inflammatory, potent energy from anger, from shame, from betrayal, from one moment gets repressed into your cell memory, into your tissues, your organs, and your, you know, energy fields. So over time, that stacks and gets more inflammatory, and that's when you immune drop because everything's connected. So the reason that people can't get better is not that they don't necessarily want to. I'm sure they do. But they're only dealing with it from a, I'm hoping it gets better and I'm trying, as well as they're not dealing with their issues from an energetic component as well. So you've heard of people that have gone to talk therapy for 10 years and they come back and they're still in the same problem. So talk therapy will help you, of course, but you also need an energetic component because your cell memory is holding the emotional fear that triggers in situations that override you. You've had people tell you 1,000 times, stop dating that person because they're abusive or not good for you. Yet you know that, but you still do it. Why do you still do it? Even though as an adult, you get it. Every friend, boyfriend or girlfriend of yours tells you he's bad news for you, but you still stay. So you stay because of your fear that you're going to be alone or no one's going to love you or you're not good enough, the shame, the guilt, or maybe he does love me. So those are, you get it as an adult logically, but emotionally the energy triggers you to feel like a 12-year-old where no one's going to love you, so you stay. It overrides your logic and your intelligence. This is why, because it's an energy, emotional thing that needs to clear. So when I do the sessions on people, after the session, it helps support their body to release what their body is capable of releasing at that time. And these are usually the original, or hopefully the original, but it's like emotions like shame or anxiety or fear or stress. So when the body is able to clear those emotions, they're able to be more calmer or feel their clarity or have even more courage to leave that relationship because they don't have the fear component. So then you have the grounded energy and clarity with less fear, and they also have all the intellectual adult support saying this person's not good for you, you're doing the right thing. So this is the reason, the main reason I feel, and this is why I like energy incorporated in my treatments, to help people move along a little bit quicker, Mike. And then quickly, just the other two things that you need to ask yourself that is, are other reasons that people don't get better is simply ask yourself, what is your conviction? When clients come to my office, they talk really well about they want to get better, my wife hates that, so I got to do it. But they're not convicted to do it, meaning that they don't want to put the work, they don't want to change their lifestyle, they don't want to stop drinking, they don't want to leave that toxic job because it pays them a lot of money. So in that sense, they already made their decision, whether it be subconsciously or consciously, but by saying they want to get better, they feel better and it looks better for them. But they don't have the drive or the reinforcement to change. And the last thing that would affect somebody who's not getting better, besides the many other things, I'm just talking for a few things here, Mike, because of time, what's your investment in how where you're stuck at? So meaning, for example, I have a lot of people that come that hate their mother, for example. They abuse them or they're mean to them. And all their life, they resented and angry at their mother. And that gave them justification to always be abusive or not talk to their mother for years. So, and they come in and they want to have a better relationship, but they don't really want to forgive. So they have an investment by not giving love or forgiving their mother, for example. They're punishing their mother for what they did, even though they're not being abused in the present, and they say they want to have a better relationship, and they don't understand. So So there's a lot of different things we need to look at, self-awareness, that will help you. By having self-awareness, you can actually know what you need to change. And then having conviction gives you the power behind it to really push through something that keeps you doing the same darn thing. And then finally, the energy will support everything to give you the clarity and the grounded energy and less triggers to be able to do those things. So I think all those things together would help make people understand why an energy module will help you with that, Mike.
Gotcha. I really like the term you used earlier when you said inflammatory situations. Now, in your experience, what would you say are some things that people can do to have a better chance to kind of move through their inflammatory situations?
Like we mentioned, you have to want to. The energy, luckily, will help your body release emotional, energetic things that stress, even de-stressing you, will help you have a better chance to make a better choice or even a better chance to for your body to recover and balance. The more stress you can minimize in your environment, the better it'll be for your immune system, for your mind, for everything in general. You guys understand this is kind of common sense. So I would say control what you can control. You can't control your boss being condescending. You can't control your spouse being judgmental to you. You can't control, you know, the environment. But you can control what you eat. You can control how you exercise. You can control that you're getting enough rest. You can control that you catch yourself when you are being self-judgmental or when you're going to addiction. So those, if you can minimize those even by 30%, that means you have 30% more energy to allocate to heal your body and to empower your body versus using that to heal more inflammation from the Big Mac you ate twice that night, right? So self-awareness is the other thing. If you don't understand what's reinforcing your pain and your inflammation, it's really hard to move through. And this is why you need to go to a counselor or a psychologist or have just even some friends around you that are just call it in spades. They're just blunt with you and call it when you're BSing, right? So you need to be self-aware, and if you can't do that for yourself, you better check in somewhere. And what would help people as well, go in for some energy support. Even if you don't know what the issue is exactly or how to do it, I've seen it where clients have come in with anxiety, fears, or they hate this job, and then they do one session or two, and then they go walk from their job. They have the courage. They already were on the fence about it. They knew what they had to do, but the fear, the emotional energy stuck in their system would trigger and resist them from doing what they need to do. So an energy component, or learn this, because it's easy to learn this as well, and as well, just minimize your stress and change. The last thing is change perspective in your situation. It means that look at your situation with a little more gentleness and not so black and white. Give yourself some breathing space that you are trying to do your best and change, and that it's something to take time, because your physical body and your emotional body and your energetic body have different vibrations and speeds. So just because your mind gets that I need to leave this relationship, for example, your emotional body won't let you. Or your innocent child vulnerability, where you're traumatized and abandoned when you're young, can't believe you'll be safe by leaving that relationship, even though it's toxic, because that's how it was when you're young. So all these things will help people, but at the end of the day, you just need to check in somewhere if you're the kind of person that doesn't incorporate or doesn't have the conviction or the awareness or the knowledge to know what to do. So that's why you go to these professionals for counseling, or for myself for support from a holistic point of view for energy. And that, I assure you, you'll just get better, but you need to kind of take a look at what your investments and your coping mechanisms are.
Excellent. And once more, where can people go to get more information about you and all your services?
Quickest way, probably, instead of trying to replay this and write every word down, just type Jose Leon Reiki, and my website will show up. And my phone number is 604-839-3500. And I do in-person healing as well as I do remote distance healing and counseling as well. So, and I teach all levels of Reiki for this evolved vibration called Holy Fire Reiki.
Sounds good. Well, Jose, I just want to say thanks again for taking the time out of your day and educating us and sharing great value with our audience. I really do appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Mike. It's nice to speak to you and your audience again. Have a good day.
Yep, you as well. And we definitely look forward to speaking with you again soon. And for everyone else out there, please stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Of course my kid's in the right car seat. Well, I think he is.
Yeah, my kid's in a booster seat. He was ready to move up. He is ready, right?
Her car seat looks like the right size.
There are probably rules on when to move up to a booster seat, aren't there?
Rear-facing, forward-facing? I think I have it right.
Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your children in the right car seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat.
I know my child's in the right car seat, or else I wouldn't get in the driver's seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.